quality of our life is this happiness. So really, I think it is everybody's question. I would like to be happy. The Buddha taught, and it's, you hear this again and again in Dharma talks, that what we all have in common is that everybody wants to be happy. And the things that will be stressed in particular are using meditation as a method for this exploration. What is the root of happiness? Where does my personal happiness come from? And most of my talks will be on conduct. How we just go about our life. How we work with our body, our actions, in other words. How we work with our speech, so our words. How we work with our minds. How we work with our body, our speech, and our minds. So that it adds up to happiness. And this is to say, there's sort of two aspects. One is, how do we work with discomfort so it adds up to an essentially joyful life? And the other part is, how do we train, how do we learn to appreciate? How do we learn to feel appreciation? How do we learn to cherish the goodness of our life? How do we learn to catch, you know, the moments of well-being and cherish them so that they don't just slip by and become overshadowed by heavy feelings. But that we really, when anything is pleasant, comforting, makes us laugh or smile or shed a tear in the sense of tenderness, you know, that kind of happiness that when you're touched, whatever it might be, how do we learn to cherish these and nurture these moments so that they expand more and more and begin to be much more accessible and real as a living force in our life? Because in every day, there's discomfort and comfort. There's agreeable and disagreeable. And you may say, no, not this day, it was all disagreeable. And yesterday and the day before was sort of like that too. But I challenge that. I challenge that it's all just one way or the other. There are also those of us who always like to look on the bright side, you know, but basically are holding down maybe a lot of recognition of when something hurts or when they feel anger or whatever. So there's happiness and pleasure and delight in every day of our lives, and usually also disagreeable and uncomfortable and heartbreaking in every day of our life too. So how to use all of this, this whole rich fabric of life, so that it adds up to an essentially joyful life? What is the root of happiness? We chant in the mornings, may all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the root of happiness. And then we paraphrase that, and it's actually different, but then we say, and may we all be free of suffering and the root of suffering. So hopefully we'll learn something this month about what's the root of suffering. Because if you learn what the root of suffering is, you're in a giant step towards what's the root of happiness. If you know how you make yourself miserable, that's a big help towards beginning to laugh and sing and feel. Sing and laugh? No, anyway. That's a big step towards happiness.